Blog Talk Radio.
This is Renegade Broadcasting.
The government says we can make our Hebrew National Franks from frozen beef. We don't. They say we can add meat byproducts. We don't. They say we can add meat fillers. We can't. We're kosher and have to answer to an even higher authority. New Hebrew National White Franks. 100% fresh kosher beef, 100% Hebrew National delicious. With less fat, sodium, and calories. Original or new light. We add...
Renegade Broadcasting. I am broadcasting live on my debut show here, broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and this is the one and only major racist rager in Brooklyn. This is the one and only Master Blaster White Power Jim Goldstein. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Oi, White Power, it's going to be something else. A lot to want to talk about, a lot going on in the news. I see that the movement is growing by leaps and bounds every day. It's unbelievable. I just look around in this white movement, and it's just incredible. More and more shows, more and more trolls, more and more. And it makes me happy. You know, it's really showing that white folks are really starting to stand up, you know, for our race and heritage and all that. So I was reading the paper here, and big story going on against us white folks in Brooklyn. It's called the knockout game. The knockout game. And no... I'm not talking about your first date. I'm talking about the knockout game. All right? The knockout game is where a bunch of, you know, Negroes, They walk around and they like to knock out white folks here in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, down by the bridge over by the Hebrew National hot dog factory. And remember, they get their power from a higher authority. So do we, Odin. So this is very important. So anyway, I'm reading about this knockout game. And evidently, the number one target is Jews. Now, let me tell you something. Jim, me, the major rager, white power, master blaster, absolutely does not know any Jews in Brooklyn, okay? Jim Goldstein doesn't even know a Jew in Brooklyn. So this story, off the bat, off the top, folks, is total garbage. It's total freaking garbage. It's a joke. They're after white people. And, you know, I think I'm invited to speak coming up at the next American Renaissance Conference. And I can't wait. Got a lot of white power friends there. Boy, I mean, they are incredible. They really know how to throw the salute up, and great guys. You know, anyway, we're going to raise this issue, and we're going to have to really take to task people in this movement that just don't get it. If you don't believe in basically hating everybody and wiping out everybody in a mass global bloodbath genocide, then you are a Jew. If you don't agree with that tactic, the only tactic, folks, at this point, the only tactic at this point is mass bloodbath. The only way around it, folks. And we have to realize that we got the brains. We got the brains to pull this off. You know, this is might is right. Absolutely, might is right. We have the might. We're right. We're white. Hey, we're perfect for everything in this movement. You know what I mean? I mean, what more could you ask for, folks? What more could you ask for? We're might. We have might. We're right. We're white. It's crazy. But that's how we do it. That's how we do it. And that's how you run a white power movement. So you don't allow any other points of view in except the point of view that's really the white point of view. And the white point of view, folks, is very simple. Death, destruction, hate, that's the way we're going to bring up. That's the way we're going to take back America. And take it from me, Jim Goldstein, this is the only way to do it, folks. The only way to do it. Now, I could go further on this. I could go further, and I am going to go further, right here with the white power, with the one and only Master Blaster White Power Master in Brooklyn. Yours truly, Mr. Jim Goldstein. But, you know, as always, folks, as always, you know, in order to fund this white power movement, in order to give all you good Aryans out there, you know, the support, we have to now break for a station identification and an ad here. White power.
Hi, I'm Murray Lender. I've spent my life baking Lender's bagels. Now, is baking bagels a life's work? Well, it's not so easy baking a bagel that's always crispy on the outside. It's not so easy baking a bagel that's always soft and chewy on the inside. It's not so easy telling people that after all those years of eating toast for breakfast, now there's something better. But it's not so hard either.
Lenders, since 1927, bakers of better bagels.
All right, yeah, big folks, Linda's Bagels, and we know a lot of Lindas in the movement, and let me tell you, you can trust all of them. Linda's Bagels, big sponsor now, right here on the White Power Master Blaster Hour with the one and only blaster, racist, hateful blaster, Jim Goldstein. Now, I will take phone calls, on this broadcast for all of you so-called white people, for all you so-called Aryans out there. You're not a bunch of Aryans. You're not Aryan like me, Jim Goldstein. And if you don't believe in abusing and beating up anybody that's pure Aryan like yourself, then you're frankly a Jew, and I want to hear from you. You're a Jew, and I want to hear from you. And that's the way it works. That's the way it works, folks. So the phone number for any of you so-called Aryans that want to call in and challenge the most powerful Aryan that has ever broadcasted, that's why I'm here at Renegade now. You can call in 347-633-9657, and I'll take all of you Jews to task, pretending to be white folks, talking about you don't want to commit any atrocities, you don't believe in any genocide. I mean, what the hell is wrong with you? I mean, get with the freaking program already. I mean, come on. I mean, you guys are talking about building up your own communities. I mean, ridiculous shit like taking care of your kids. Get the fuck out of here. This is Jim Goldstein. The only way to win this is pure hate. Fuck your family. Fuck your kids. Fuck everybody. Fuck everybody. Fuck your parents. Fuck everybody. Fuck everybody that doesn't agree with white power and the master blaster racist Jim Goldstein, because I'm telling you right now, the way to take back what we have lost is through pure, unadulterated violence and hate. And that's the only way to do it. The only way to do it. Call in, like I said, 347-633-9657. And, let me make sure, let me just check this here. We got a paperclip technologies that are totally Aryan. Paperclip technologies that are totally Aryan, folks. And let me just make sure that this works here. Let me open up the White Men's Bible to, The White Men's Bible to here. There we go. There we go. And we got it. Here it is. There's the call board. There's the call board. Woo! I had to conjure up some, power. Some white power to make sure that call board calls in. All right? Now, if you want to call in, like I said, 347-633-9657. So much to talk about in this show. So much we haven't covered yet. If you're tuning in late, you're tuning in to the right place.
Hi, I'm Murray Lender. I've spent my life baking Lender's bagels. Now, is baking bagels a life's work? Well, it's not so easy baking a bagel that's always crispy on the outside. It's not so easy baking a bagel that's always soft and chewy on the inside. It's not so easy telling people that after all those years of eating toast for breakfast, now there's something better. But it's not so hard either.
Lenders, since 1927, bakers of better bagels.
Call board's now open, folks. Call board's now open. You are listening to the one and only, the most powerful, notorious, infamous, white power, master blaster, racist, filled of hate and rage ever to walk the streets of Brooklyn, the one and only white man. I could have wrote the white man's Bible, folks. No doubt. Call in 347-633-9657. Now, getting back to the topics, let me just pop open this. There's a new beer that's the sponsor of, and I don't care. I'm friends with a lot of guys in CI. I think they're great. Christian Identist. You know, they bring you closer to God, white God, then they fix your teeth. They charge you retail half off. They might let you go on our retainer if you know how to deal with them properly, but that's neither here nor there, white power. We're talking about how to reclaim America. We're talking about taking it to the streets. We're talking about the real info, folks. The real info, folks. And we have a new sponsor. It's called Hebrew Brew. Hebrew Brew. That's right. For the real Hebrewites, the real white power, master blaster racist like me, Jim Goldstein, Hebrew Brew. So I'm enjoying this right now. It has a swastika underneath the Hebrew I mean, it's incredible. If you've seen this, and it's, what does it say? Since 1488, they have been, these guys go back big time here, folks. Hebrew brew. Oh, let me take a sip of this Hebrew brew. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's great. It's great. Now, back to this knockout game, all right? They're playing it in the streets. Yeah, I haven't seen the knockout game yet. The only thing I've seen close were some good Aryan guys performing a ceremony on a chicken down the street in Brooklyn. They were skins, good guys. But I haven't seen anything since that. I haven't seen any victims of the knockout game yet. But I can tell you this. You minorities that think you're going to try it on Big Jim Goldstein, you got another thing coming. Because I will knock you out with one holy punch. That's right. I'll give you five reasons not to fuck with Big Jim Master Blaster, Master Aryan Jim Goldstein. I'll give you five freaking reasons. Let me count them for you. 1, 2, 3 freaking reasons. 4 freaking reasons. I'll give you a corned beef knuckle sandwich right across your Jew face. You hear me? Don't ever try to step up to the one and only Master Blaster, Pure Aryan Jim Goldstein. You'll get taken out of the game. I'll show you the knockout game, folks. I'll show you the knockout game. Now, let's go to another issue. I'm hearing all this talk. All this talk on the mainstream media about how now they're allowing the president, the communist in chief, is now allowing for, he's saying that marijuana is pretty cool and all this. I mean, folks, this is obviously a plot to completely dumb all of us down. It's a proven fact that marijuana, folks, causes schizophrenia. It causes all different kinds of crazy apathy, turns you into a communist, turns you into a friggin' red. You can't get off the couch. You're freaking wanting to play whatever, the jukebox, Xbox, this box live, that box live. I mean, it totally, folks, totally is a conspiracy to completely brain damage and particularly targeting the white movement here. I mean, you got to be careful with that wacky tobacco, folks. It was sent here. Let me give you the brief history of wacky tobacco and let Jim Goldstein tell you the true history of your so-called devil's weed, okay? The devil's weed, folks, came here on a boat during the Bolshevik Revolution. And the first two things of weed, which actually were processed in Central America and going up to Mexico with these communist, they called them hammer and sickle weed plantations, where they would grow the weed and inject it with a communist genetic modified something or another. So when you smoked it, it would make you want to, act lazy and shiftless, basically act like your typical Democrat out there. And so that's basically, and they actually said the first two batches that were shipped to the U.S. of this weed, the devil's weed, had a ham and sickle on it, had a picture of a mouse, a tongue on the back, Che Guevara on the side. I mean, folks, you can't, it's sick, it's twisted, it ain't kosher, it ain't white power, Sig Heil. Oh, I got callers here. I got a 608. Let me go to the 608. Let's see if he can stand up to Big Jim Goldstein. 608. Are you white?
Hello.
Or are you a Jew? 608. You are live on the White Power Show.
Yeah, who's this? Goldstein?
This is Jim Goldstein, the most notorious skinhead Nazi, neo-Nazi, nationalist, white power enthusiast who ever walked the streets of Brooklyn, pal.
Brooklyn? Oh, sounds real white bread.
Absolutely. Haven't seen one Jew yet, and you can take that straight from the hot.
Well, hey, it sounds good. I just got to listen then.
Well, that's it? Sounds good? Oy vey, white power. Let me put you on a hold here, because I'll be getting back to you, because this call already, folks, sounds suspicious. It's got all the caller sounds like he might have smoked some wacky tobacco. He's fishing, trying to pick my brain, trying to get into the mind of a pure Aryan, if you know what I'm saying. You're playing Chinese checkers, pal, and I'm playing chess, but I'll keep you on hold. Okay, pal? All right. Put you on hold there. Don't call him playing Chinese checkers when the master Aryan is just beating the bishop. You understand what I'm saying here, folks? You don't call in to a show like this. Look, I'm a professional, okay? I've been doing this white power shit since before I was doing fucking Magic Bullet commercials. You hear what I'm saying, folks? I got sponsors left and right, okay? Not including the bagel commercials that you just heard, because the bagel is like a UFO, and we're going back to the stars, folks. Take it from me. I got another call here. This is Conflicted 83. Conflicted 83.
Yeah, Mr. Goldstein. It's your friend Maori Katz. I just finished my gefilte fish. Oh, it's
white
so good
power.
To talk to you. White power, my friend. White power. How are you this evening? These callers sound like they are scared of you.
I tell you what, they can't handle it. You know why? Because we eat the gefilte fish, just like the Nordics did. Omega-3s, omega-4s, omega-666s. You can't fuck with us, pal. You know what I'm saying?
Right through the ice fish hole, too. They would just pull them right up. That was their main source of protein, too. Back when they walked the steps up there, you know, my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather Katz that walked the ice steps with the Aryans 40,000 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. It's crazy. It's
but that was after they left Israel, of course. Because, you know, Judaism and Hebrew was the descendant of all the Aryan languages.
That's what I tell people here. You load up on the gefilte, you get those omega-3s, omega-4s, omega-5s, omega-666s going, you get strong, you're like an Aryan god, you're freaking like Odin over here, you're like Thor, you're smashing the enemy's freaking head in, the rocks, you know what I'm saying? And then I have to tell people because they forget, they don't understand the true documentation. We've seen the true documents, folks. Israel was set up for the neo-white movements, for the new nationalist movements, folks.
Yeah.
Because there's not really Jews there. Those are all secret white Nazis who are waiting for us to come back. And then once we take it back, we're bringing back a true nationalist movement from out of Jerusalem, the home of the Aryan race.
They're fighting the mudslimes over there, and they're doing a good job of it. They're keeping their homeland pure. I got to give them props, white power.
Yeah, you got to give them props. They know how to do might is right. They know how to hate. They know how to wipe the Palestinians off the friggin' map. I mean, they're doing a great job. That's the model. You see what they're doing, and this is why I brought it up, and I'm glad you called in. What they're doing over there, is they're on a small scale practicing, you know, domination. You see what I'm saying? And what they've done to the Palestinians is the blueprint. And if you don't agree with that, you're a nasty Jew.
You know, I love Hitler because, you know, he was part Jewish. And he wiped out those all those filthy people that were in his country. And they're doing the same thing over there that they was doing in Germany. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful what they're doing to the Palestinians. God, those people, you know, they're infiltrating America. You know that? They run Hollywood. We ought to have lunch sometime.
They run freaking everything. The mud folks, they're coming in, they're taking over freaking Hollywood. You know, and meanwhile, they want to blame everything. Oi, white power on the real Ashkenazis, Nazis. Get the fuck out of here.
Did you see our friend Mr. Jones the other day? Is he still telling lies?
Well,
He needs to get the white power bandwagon.
He's already secretly on it, pal. Okay? So is Michael Savage. Everything's falling into place.
I love Michael Wiener.
Everything's falling into friggin' place. They're talking about white genocide on the freaking Savage Nation. Yeah, oi, they're talking about, on friggin', it's all falling into place. Alex Jones talking about the same topics now. I mean, you can't stop this. It is clear that, you know, straight from the hot here in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, straight from the hot, from a higher power, it is clear that the gods are on our side, that the Nordics, that all of them are on our side, and we are taking back this country one block at a time, from coast to coast, from north to south. Hey, you're hearing it right from Big Jim's mouth.
Well, I wanted to talk about how the Welsh are actually descendants of the tribe of David. They went to England first. They're not Anglo-Saxons. You know that. They were Jews.
Oi, they were. I mean, forget about it. I mean, they were coming. Look, power's everywhere, okay, folks? And if you can't understand that, then go fuck yourself. That's all I got to say about that. But, yeah, I get your point, caller. Unbelievable.
All right, Mr. Goldstein. It was good to talk to you. I'm going to come over to your bagel place tomorrow. Will you cut me a 40% discount?
You got the gefilte, though. You got that Nordic fish gefilte there.
I'll bring you some to put on your bagel.
That sounds like Aryan power food for real, pal. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Don't forget to say hi to Sally at the center. The church, okay?
I will at the church, absolutely. And then I'll go to the Nazi center and say hi to her as well. Thanks for the call. Yeah. So there we have it. More pure Aryans calling in. Haven't heard a trader yet. I'm sure we'll get one sooner or later trying to call in. Someone that says that if you don't agree with, fucking up the whole globe and hating everybody and butchering and turning the whole globe, for that matter, except for a white piece of a sandbar. And the sandbar's already there, folks. It's called White Power Israel. Okay, folks? It's already there, set up for us. All we got to do is just have another friggin' exodus and get the hell out of here. All right? It's already friggin' set up for us. And so, folks, you have to understand that when we study power, when we study pure whiteness, you have to understand that, you know, we are fighting, okay, against principalities of powers of enemy powers that are completely dangerous and could destroy us. And these powers, satanic, coming out of all the muds, running the chops, speaking their garbage, spewing out their filth. They got to be shut down completely. I don't care what we have to do. You know, I say break out the friggin' fire hoses. We got another commercial sponsor here. I'll be right back. You're listening to Jim Goldstein, White Power.
The government says we can make our Hebrew National Franks from frozen beef. We don't. They say we can add meat byproducts. We don't. They say we can add meat fillers. We can't. We're kosher and have to answer to an even higher authority. New Hebrew National Light Franks. 100% fresh kosher beef, 100% Hebrew National delicious. With less fat, sodium, and calories. Original or new light. We answer to a higher authority.
And got another sponsor here. This is eSig 88. And I want to bring your attention to this. It's called eSig 88. Let me read the ad here. eSig 88. Everybody take it from me, Big Jim Rothstein. eSig 88 works. Are you a struggling white supremacist who can't seem to make it down the block when training for Rahoa, and you get short of breath and you cough up a bunch of chunks? Then, my friend, white power, it is time to switch over to e-cigs 88. That's right, e-cigs 88. They help get rid of the tar. They help your lung damage. They stop that. They stifle it. They make sure you're back to health so you can compare yourself and prepare yourself for the mighty Rahoa wall, okay? E-cig 88. That's e-cig 88. Come. And remember, you can still Heil Hitler and light a fat one. E-cig 88. All right, folks, had to put that spot in there. E-cig 88. And let me, these things also come out of Operation Paperclip. They're incredible. You actually light the e-cig 88 up. And I'm putting the e-cig 88 in my mouth now. Oh, yeah. It tastes just like, you know, a real cigarette. But not like one of them Negro Newports, one of them friggin' WAP Pall Malls or whatever the freak you know, white power, you know what I'm saying? So this thing here, I can smoke. That's how I get my voice sounding so nice. That's how, you know, I can really get the message of white power to the masses, and we can take over the world. We can really take back everything and have a dictatorship that's set up based upon Aryan code and with jack boots on, and they can stomp everybody's friggin' head in that doesn't agree with them white power. That's where I want to go. That sounds like the perfect government. Sounds like the perfect philosophy. Hey, they kicked our friggin' ass. They took over. They started a global dictatorship. They're telling everybody to fuck off. Go fuck yourself. And I'm saying that's when I need a cigarette, and that's when I reach for the e-cig 88. The e-cig 88, you can't go wrong with the e-cig 88. Now, and I'm seeing some smart-ass Siegfried in the chat there. He thinks he's a pure Aryan or some shit. I see him in there. He's saying, I hereby challenge a Big Jim to a Jew voice-off. First of all, I'm not a Jew. Big Jim Goldstein, I'm a master blaster racist hater, the baddest racist that ever walked Williamsburg. Okay? The baddest you'll ever see. The Guardian friggin' Angels, Curtis Sliwa from the Guardian Angels, he sees me and he pisses his friggin' pants. Because he knows that the Aryan squad is coming down the street when he sees Big Jim Rothstein. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get back to the topics at hand. But I have some friends that are also helping me simulcast this totally white power Aryan broadcast. And, you know, I think you're going to like it. This is the new guy. These guys rock. They're pure Aryans. And I want to promote their broadcast. Let's break for station identification and my new friends over with this radio spot.
You are listening to iCunt Radio. Identity Christians United. You are listening to iCunt Radio. Identity Christians United.
To shut Big Jim Goldstein down. They're trying to shut down the show already. They don't want us broadcasting. They feel the threat. It's a threat to broadcast from Williamsburg, Brooklyn. They're feeling the heat. They know it's coming down. Oh, my God. this is big time. You know, and now they're playing with my sound. I mean, Obama came out, folks. Obama came out. He announces the new NSA stuff. And now what do we see? Just my sound going out, folks. The whole studio here was shaking. It felt like it could have been some kind of EMP or something. The ground started going. But that's okay. That's okay. Problem, that's okay. You know, because we got Tesla technology that we got deep down in the bunkers, and none of your EMP stuff is going to shut down Mighty Jim, the Master Blaster, Aryan Disaster, whoever, the toughest mother that ever walked the streets of Brooklyn since the Guardian Angels freaking put their boots down. You know what I'm saying? And those Guardian Angels know how to take over, okay? They're pure Aryans. They're nationalists. They're incredible. I mean, let me tell you something. I know all the big heavy hitters in the business, okay? I know all of them. I mean, pal, I made my bones going back to Morton Downey Jr., okay? I go all the way back to Morton Downey friggin' Jr. when he had the loudmouth number one, the loudmouth number friggin' two, okay? That's right. I knew all the directors, producers of the Morton Downey Jr. show. I knew them all. And what did Morton Downey espouse back then? Going back, this is the friggin' late 80s here, folks. What did Morton Downey espouse? What did he preach? His might is right. Shut your friggin' mouth on the loudmouth number one. You shut your friggin' mouth on the loudmouth number two. I'm going to bring in a friggin' guest. I'm going to tell the guest to go stick his head up his fucking ass because I don't give a shit. Don't fuck with Big Jim. You don't fucking do it. Big Jim is big time. Big time Jim Rothstein. I just changed my fucking name because I don't give a shit, okay? All right. I say anybody that doesn't agree with this broadcast, this is what I have to say to you. Around with Big Jim. You don't mess around with Big Jim. Because Big Jim is an international superstar. And this is what I have to say to all of you fake Aryan haters who are really a juice. This is what I have to say to you right here. That's right, folks. That's right. You're listening to the most hateful, the most angry, the most racist, the most friggin' Nazi-fied power hour you've ever friggin' heard, okay? You're listening right now to pure 100% friggin' white power, okay? And I can't stand, let me just say it right now. That's right. Do you hate us? Hit me. Big Jim's coming. He's gunning. These dimwits, these bastards, they don't know where the hell they're coming from. I mean, they think they can stop me? Hell no. Hell no. You can't stop me. I'm gunning for you. The haters listening. You don't mess with an international man of freaking mystery. You hear what I'm saying? You don't mess with an international man of friggin' mystery.
The government says we can make our Hebrew National Franks from frozen beef. We don't. They say we can add meat byproducts. We don't. They say we can add meat fillers. We can't. We're kosher and have to answer to an even higher authority. New Hebrew National Light Franks. 100% fresh kosher beef, 100% Hebrew National delicious. With less fat, sodium, and calories. Original or new light. We answer to a higher authority.
Yeah, that's right over here. A higher freaking authority, all the naughty gods. And don't forget when you're praying to the gods for white power, don't forget if you get stressed out, let's just say you're trying to do a destruction ceremony, your voodoo doll fucks up, you can't put the pin properly in it, and the whole freaking voodoo doll, you know, you don't want that. Make sure when you get a voodoo doll, by the way, folks, if you're going to participate in some of our ancient religious ceremonies, our ancient spiritual practices, it's totally white race people, white power people, make sure you get a freaking voodoo doll that has blonde hair and blue eyes, because you want to make sure that you're going to the Aryan gods, not, you know, if you get a black voodoo doll that looks like friggin', some Kenyan chick from National Friggin' Geographic on there, okay? It's not going to work. Your destruction voodoo shit's going to be all freaking negative polarities. It's going to screw up. You don't want to go there. You know, and if you can't commit totally now to full white power in the destruction ceremony, then maybe you can go with like a high yellow voodoo doll, maybe a chick that's like brown-skinned, and then, you know, slowly work up to maybe Asian, then get back to pure Aryan voodoo dolls before you know. It's very important, and if you get stressed out, the things ain't going your way, these spells ain't working right, your wang's not working right, be sure to take some of my pills, Big Jim Stud pills. And along with that, you get stressed out before you reach for that Jew cigarette. Reach for an e-cig 88, folks. That e-cig 88 will guarantee that you're ready to rock and roll. Okay. I see I got some callers here. I got a friggin' 205 on the line. 205, yeah. 205, you're talking to Big Jim, White Power.
Yeah, white power you too. I've called to listen in, but then you got to talking about brown-skinned girls, and now I'm thinking about that.
Well, see, you're on the stairway to heaven, pal. You left the total dark black-skinned girls. Now you're with like Vanessa William color. Next thing you know, you'll move up to a little Asian. Then you'll be well on your way to pure German girls, pal. And it's the best. What do you get at the top of Jacob's Ladder, pal?
The top of Jacob's Ladder is like
blonde hair, blue eyes, long legs. I mean, it'll make you schviz.
Make you schviz.
88. Oh, yeah. That's what Hitler used to say. He saw David Braun and said, I'm going to schviz. He couldn't believe himself. 88.
All right. Incredible. Well, like I said, I'm just listening in, man.
All right, white power.
White power.
All right, white power there from a 205. Good guy. Sounds like he's on the stairway to heaven there, folks. He was going to perform a destruction ceremony. He realized he had a black voodoo doll. Now he's going to go to more of a mixed voodoo doll, maybe a brown skin voodoo doll, slowly up to Asian. This is called Jacob's Ladder. It's called the Stairway to Heaven. This is how you reach pure Aryan enlightenment, folks. This is for real. You want to know my spiritual beliefs? You want to know how Big Jim stays so hard? You want to know how Big Jim is able to gun for these clowns that want to take down us, that want to stop us from having a dictatorship? You know what makes me sick about these Pavlov puking monkeys? let me tell you, they can't handle the truth, just like Jack friggin' Nicholson in that friggin' movie. You know what I'm saying? They can't handle the truth. I'm gunning for them all. Pure hate right here. You can't stop the hate. You can't stop the vote. Boy! I mean, you can't stop it. So this is what we got to make sure about is total full-spectrum domination, folks. I mean, folks, you gotta stand up and be accounted for over here, okay? You can't let yourself get down just because you got communist clowns who want to grind you down, who want to send you back into town. You got to tell these suckers that, you know, this is not how we do it. You got to tell these suckers that, you know, that we need pure, unadulterated hate, folks. You know, like I said earlier in this broadcast from Big Jim, as Big Jim was laying down the friggin' law, Big Jim stands for the law. Big Jim is the law. You can't stop Big Jim Goldstein. You think you can step up to Big Jim Goldstein, pal? You're making a big friggin' mistake. Because I'll mow you down. I'll mow down your enemy ass like a friggin' lawnmower, okay? There'll be nothing friggin' left. You hear me? Nothing freaking left, because I got the might, I got the gun in my hand, and now I'm right, I'm white, I'm might, I'm right, I'm white. Oi, what else can you friggin' ask for? And if you don't like it, this is what you can do to yourself right here, pal. This is what you can friggin' do. You hear that? You hear me gunning for you? This is what you can friggin' do right here, okay? Now. Ah, I got a break for a commercial spot. I'm so friggin' pissed.
The government says we can make our Hebrew National Franks from frozen beef. We don't. They say we can add meat byproducts. We don't. They say we can add meat fillers. We can't. We're kosher and have to answer to an even higher authority. New Hebrew National Light Franks. 100% fresh kosher beef, 100% Hebrew National delicious. With less fat, sodium, and calories. Original or new light. We answer to a higher authority.
Now, welcome back. Remember the mantra, we're white, we have might, we're right, we're white. You know, what else do you want? You got to be white to have might. You can be right, then right becomes might. And then if you're white, you're all right. And then we're going to take it back. We're not going to slight, despite the fact that we are white. Okay, you see what I'm saying? You hear me talking now? Speaking in friggin' Aryan code now? Am I speaking a friggin' Aryan language? No, it's Big Jim speaking the language of the gods, pal. I'm speaking the language of the friggin' gods. And if you don't like it, pal, if you don't like the language I'm speaking, if you're full of love... If you're full of love, I can't stand you. I hate you. I hate people that have love. I hate people with love. I only want hate. That's right. This is the most extreme friggin' show that's ever graced internet radio before. I challenge another one to be any hotter than this one. Okay? Okay? We're shit starters, we're hotter, you know, we're going to hit you hotter, we're coming faster, we're gunning for you, you hear what I'm saying? All right, now I'm going to read something. Here's my Daily Mail. I get thousands, folks, thousands of freaking emails every day. And because I'm a big international star, I'm Big Jim, the most big-time racist ever, and since I put boots in Williamsburg, and let me tell you, I get thousands of emails every day. Not only are people wondering about the e-cig 88, okay, the e-cig 88, which will be coming to stores soon. I'm going to be doing a spot for Rite Aid drugstores very soon. Just wait till you see this white nationalist, this white supremacist, Big Jim Goldstein. Just wait till you see a Big Jim Goldstein cutout in your local Rite Aid down the street, folks, with me standing up in it. Blowing the vapors, blowing the Nazi vapors from an e-cig 88, okay, with a freaking UFO in the cutout behind me, okay, as I'm wearing a freaking brown shirt. Folks, we're gunning for you. We're going to bring down the system. Your paradigm is crashing to the ground. You can't even stand up against us anymore. We have so much white power right now that you can't even stop this broadcast. You tried to stop it. You shut down my audio. You tried to screw up my microphone. I mean, you're probably putting the kryptonite under my freaking chair right here. I mean, folks, these guys don't want this information to come out, okay? Because we're deadly. We're devastating. We're gunning for them. We're full of friggin' pure hate. That's right. How we do it, folks. Big Jim Goldstein knows exactly what the fuck's going on. I'm the one. If you thought the freaking Cheerios commercial was bad, and I'm the one that pointed out the freaking Cheerios commercial. Okay? I'm the one that freaking Big Jim is the one that brought up the Cheerios ad for the first time. But then guess what I brought up? But I'm the only one. I'm the only one on internet radio, on internet hate radio, on hate speech radio. I'm the only one from white power movement, from the white nationalist movement. I'm the only one that then lobbied to have all the colors of the Skittles rainbow taken out and only there be white Skittles. And there should be 88 per bag. Now, if you think you've stood up to big Jew corporations better than I have, then you got another thing coming. And you know what? I'm gunning for you. I'm gunning for you. I'm gunning for you. You think you can stop me? You think you can stop Big Jim Goldstein full of hate? Nobody can stop it. That's how much white power we have right now. Let's see if we have any traitors. They want to call in these alter ego clowns that want to challenge me on my show. They, you know, we like Big Jim. You know, let me tell you what right now the SPLC most likely is thinking about as they listen right now and they hang on every friggin' word that comes to my mouth. Let me tell you what they're most likely thinking right now. They're probably sitting there going, this guy is so filled with hate. This guy has so much white power now. He's got so much hate backing up his white power. And he's talking about things that can really bring the whole country together to really stop the enemy. He's talking about things like, you know, hating everybody, screwing over your family, hating everybody, hating people. This is the type of platform that can really bring the movement together to topple the powers that be. Not only will they not get any people to join the movement except the ones in their own little circle, but all they need is about three of them leaving the chat room and deciding to take the whole system down, and this thing could fall tomorrow, and they're hanging on every friggin' word. I hear you listen to me, NSA. I hear you listen to me, SPLC. I hear you all. That's right. So, I mean, you can't. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Now, I'm going to take here a little musical interlude so people can call in and maybe address what they feel is important topics for how we bring down the system and make Big Jim the ultimate dictator. Let's take a little break here. This band here, I heard, going back to the 80s, these guys used to throw secret skinhead shows, okay? What you don't understand about this next group is I know these guys personally. They're hardcore. They believe they're white. They have might. They're always right. They're all right. These guys are unbelievable, and they did secret skinhead parties in the past. Let's listen to them. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. I have no idea what the fuck happened in the first hour there, but thanks for tuning in. This is Mike Sledge live. Woo! Jim Goldstein from Brooklyn, the White Power Show. Man, that show's going to be huge. That show is going to make it. That show, I really believe, is going to do well, considering it seems like it's going in that direction. So this should be huge, huge, huge stuff. this is the reason I bring that up is because, you know, I think, maybe we've kind of gone off course a little in this movement, in this media, just a tad. I mean, it seems like so many divisions have popped up, so many people have kind of, gone, so many things have happened in the last couple of months. It's really, really amazing, the various grenades being thrown at the Renegade from all corners. Pretty interesting stuff. Sorry I couldn't make the show last Thursday, but I was not feeling well. Had some kind of colds going around. So that's why I needed an E-Sig 88 and some Goebbels vitamins. And I think I can get get back on my feet, and that's exactly what I did. I got back on my feet. It's good to be back, and I will be doing the show Thursday as well. Topic, I don't know yet. I might finish up. I might do the sports show that I never did. The notes on the organized sports show, I never did, and that show kind of got sidetracked. It's a bad idea to visit a dispensary and then do broadcasting. When you do that, you end up with a White Power Show. You end up with all kinds of crazy stuff. So, yeah. So I'm feeling good. Good to be back, and I will take phone calls if you want to call in. I really don't have anything planned for this second hour, or first hour, rather. I don't know who the hell that was in the first hour. But I will take phone calls. We can just have conversations on the air. I can play music. I can talk about the documentary I've been watching lately. speaking of documentaries, I saw a very good documentary. And forget the race shit just for a second. I'm a big punk rock fan and a heavy metal enthusiast. And there are two documentaries that I saw lately, just to get away from politics for a second, that I saw that were excellent. And if you're into real metal, if you're into hardcore music, check out the documentary on a band called Pentagram from the early 70s. They actually came out. Now, the lead singer, Bobby Liebling, is a you-know-who, but whatever. Great band, Pentagram. They came out at the same time that Black Sabbath came out, and not many people are aware of Pentagram's music, but they were a big influence on stoner rock bands that came out in the last decade, like Witchcraft and stuff like that. They had great, great songs. And you can go to YouTube, I think, and listen to Pentagram. Listen to those songs. They're unbelievable. They were a lot harder than Black Sabbath. I think they were better. And, Pentagram, I mean, incredible. And great documentary about that band as well. With the Jewish lead singer there, Bobby Liebling, but still a great vocalist. Man, interesting documentary. And there's another documentary I saw about a band from Detroit. Detroit, man, yeah. A band from Detroit called Death. Death. And, man, I tell you, that was an interesting. And forget the race stuff for a second. I just like music documentaries, if I can be normal here. And this band was incredible. They're called Death. And there were three black guys from Detroit, and these three black guys hated Motown. They hated black music, and they loved white, heavy rock.
and they wanted to be the next punk rock heavy metal band. And this is like in 73, 74. And they put out their album Death, which had like 7 or 8 songs on it. Pretty good stuff. And this was actually pre-Ramones. And it sounded, you know, it sounded better than the Ramones you know, honest with you. But it's a great documentary. And those two documentaries, check them out. They're pretty good. They're pretty interesting. And they really break down. I think what's interesting about it is, regardless of anything else, if you are not doing the music that the, you know, kaiju industry wants you to do or they want to put out, if you're not supporting the commercial sound or whatever trend that they think is going to blow up at the time and they don't think that you fit in their program, literally, and that what you're doing doesn't benefit them tremendously, then they will not allow music, good music, to come out. And these two bands, I think, are pretty interesting. So check those out if you're into music. And then I've been watching a bunch of stuff on these conspiracies. I'm getting back into conspiracy videos from conspiracy retard people. And here's why. Not because I believe any of that stuff, but because, you know, we're talking about practical politics. We're trying to figure out ways to bring more people in, to attract more people, to understand who the enemy is, to understand who we're fighting against. And really, a lot of these so-called conspiracies that you see all over the place, whether it be the Hollywood, the industry, the music, satanic conspiracy, all this, it's really just very simply, you know, kaiju, elite Jew dirtbags from their syndicate running Hollywood, running entertainment. I mean, it's that simple. It's not really complicated at all. And so, you know, and here's the other thing that's interesting. A good friend of mine brought to my attention. You know, you see all these videos. You see all of these, you know, videos about, oh, this artist signed a contract with the devil in blood, right? This is actually brilliant Jewish law being practiced here. Brilliant Jewish law, because, you know, when you sign a contract with the devil, okay, then, you know, the devil doesn't live up to his end of the contract, then you can't take this entity to court and sue the devil, you see. So the big trick that these shysters, literal shysters in Hollywood did, was they took a bunch of black superstitious artists, rappers and people like that who are superstitious with you know, African superstitions, and they gave them some hallucinogenic drugs or something and doped them up, and then, you know, had a bunch of light shows, Spielberg light shows take place, and made them put their blood in the contract to the devil, so when they got fucked over and all their money was stolen, they can't take the devil to court. Yes, Your Honor, yes, I am suing Satan for the $200 million that Satan stole from me. He gave me about 10 live shows that they were a success. I never got the T-shirt money, Satan. I never got the T-shirt money that you promised me in the show there, Satan. So, Your Honor, I am suing Satan for the amount of bum bum bum, don don don. We need to have our own Aryan People's Court, Judge Waffner, right? Judge Waffen. Don don don. Don don don. Yes, in this case, Jay-Z is suing Satan for not giving him all the T-shirt money. Satan says he's innocent and that Jay-Z is a dumb groid who signed a bogus contract. Representing Satan is the law firm of Dershowitz, Goldstein, and Leibowitz. So this is pretty much how this works. So it's pretty brilliant, you know, these black people getting all of this industry exposed stuff, because basically they just sign a contract with it's kind of like a corporation. Hey, wait a minute. Satan, a non-existent entity who you can't sue for a bad contract, and then the corporation. Hey, wait a minute. Don, don, don. Don, don, don. The satanic corporations. I can hear it now. Oh, I have to pause here. 510. You are live.
They're just like the only reason the 2% of the population has so much control over them as the media and every aspect of my life is because they're not smart. They just have magic juice power.
Okay, it sounds like this person's doing their show. Let's listen to this party taking place where this is at.
So then why don't they hate Asians? The Asians are too.
I don't know. I guess the Asians are
controlling them. Yeah, Asians. Right. Just wait. Hello, guys. Are you listening? Interesting topic y'all are talking about. Continue. Hello? Caller, are you there? 510?
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Yeah. I was just listening to your conversation there. It sounded better than my show.
Oh, I didn't think I pressed the number one. Like,
oh, yeah. You're live, dude. It was great. It sounded like a bunch of people sitting around talking my kind of stuff, man. Talking about, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I got in to a show like a week ago, and I was talking about, the Nazis and their, theories of, the underman and the underman sky. I was talking about the Slavs. And I have to admit I was a little intoxicated. Things got a little heated. But I figured, I don't think I really made my points very clear. So I'm going to try to, be more clear this time. So, yeah. So I was talking about, the racial theories of the Nazi party and, how Germanic Scandinavians are the ones, like the Viking West, they're the ones who really brought civilization to Eastern Europe. And I the people on the show, they were saying, even if the Slavs are inferior, they still have a place, in white nationalism. They could be, the underman, they could be the underclass to the pure Aryan Germanics, and I agree with that. So, yeah, well, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't really care.
You really care? I
don't really give a shit about who's going to be on top of some white power government, whether it's going to be Slavs, Germans, freaking Irish, whatever. Give a shit.
Well, some people seem to really give a shit, and I kind of see them as like egalitarians for white people. They want to think that all white people are the same and that there are, differences between the Slav and the Germanics and that there are not, genetic superiority, which there is. I think they're kind of like white egalitarians. They want to say all white people are the same. Well, no, that's not true. Negroes are inferior, and so are Slavs. I mean, I think Slavs are, less inferior than Negroes, but still. They're inferior to the Aryan Germanics. That's all I'm saying.
Sounds good to me, caller. It sounds like thanks for calling in. And, white power. It sounds like you're white. You got might. You're right. You're all right. Dang, great. Keep keeping on. Okay. Anyway, we have another call here. Let's go live, caller.
Keeping on, okay.
Yeah?
Yes, caller.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Me?
Yes, Luther.
Oh, yeah, it's Luther. Hello, Mike.
Exactly. What's going on, Luther?
Can you hear me okay? Or a bad signal?
Yeah, you sound great, man.
Yeah, you too, man. You too. It's good to hear you again. I hope you're feeling a bit better. Heard you had a bit of illness or something. I wanted to speak to that guy who you were just speaking to. It's a very strange, very strange person. I wanted to speak
well, they've all been listening to the Big Jim Goldstein talking points, dude.
I mean, don't you know that
the biggest threat that the biggest thing they're afraid of is if we hate each other, divide up our own people to fight against each other, and then push such crazy thoughts as global bloodbaths and all this kind of stuff, and taking over everything and all this kind. Don't you understand that the enemy's really afraid of that tactic because it's so popular and it'll work?
Well, of course,
you get all the calls, you get all these strange things happening all the time with, and I say it before and I'll say it again, anybody talking crazy talk and just insane rhetoric and ultra-violent and ultra-ridiculous and just crazy shit, I mean, it derails everything. I mean, you know, man, it's just...
You should never discuss anything like that over an electronic device, whether it's your telephone, email, whatever. You should never do that.
Yeah, and the people that would engage
anybody who does,
you
should never trust anybody who does.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Electronic devices are a no-no for that sort of thing. This sort of, I don't even know what to call it, Mike. This thing we're in, it does attract weirdos. It does. It's probably...
Yeah.
A good 25% is probably weirdos. Three quarters are good guys, but there's a good, solid 25% who are complete nutcases.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with you. I mean, there's a lot of nutcases attracted to alternative media. You know, a lot of fucking. I mean, why do you think I'm doing shit?
But I just wanted to call in and keep trucking, keep doing what you're doing, mate. Much support from Europe as well, from Occupied UK, and
Well, I got you online here. Well, let's talk about the UK for a second. Is there any good news coming out of there? Is there anything? Is there any kind of groundswell of anything happening? I mean, do you see any signs that there's people are starting to get it over there or anything like that?
If you talk to people on a one-to-one basis, no matter where it is, whether it's in a coffee shop or a pub or on the bus or, you know, at work, wherever, one-to-one, yeah. Yeah, but collectively, they're terrified. They're terrified.
They're terrified, yep.
Too scared.
So it sounds very similar
too scared,
to you.
Yeah. Too scared, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're afraid of, you know.
The thing,
go ahead, dude. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I want to hear from you.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No, I was just going to, it's not important. I'd rather hear what you were going to say because I'm interested in what's going on from overseas, you know. So go ahead, man. Keep on going.
What I would say, Mike, is you've got your First Amendment, which gives you free speech over there. But the way I'm seeing it is that's going to be eroded soon by the form of anti-bullying, anti-hate laws or something, which is basically a kind of bastardization of what we've got going on here. It's supposed to be a free country, it's supposed to be a democracy, but we can't say what we want. Now, I don't know when that happened, and it's coming your way. It's coming your way.
Wow. Well, yep, and I think y'all have a more. I think y'all have a more violent situation over there where you're at than we do here right now. I mean, you know what's going on with the Sharia zones and all that. I mean, that's crazy, dude. I mean,
oh God, Oh, God, that's another different cat fishing. Completely messed up. Completely messed up. But I think, obviously, because I've been here and I've kept my ear to the ground and stuff like that, what the best thing to do probably is keep the muzzy sweet, you know, about the kite problem. Keep them sweet. Use them. And then when we finish with them, obviously, push them into the sea. And that's all I want to say.
All right, yeah. That's what they're saying about us. So, hey, absolutely. Well,
yeah.
I hear you.
All right, mate.
Hey, thanks for the call as always.
All right, take care, Mike.
All right, man. Luther, everybody. Luther.
Bye.
And always good call. Interesting to hear what's happening over there in the U.K. The U.K., old chap. Yes. You see, this is firing line with William F. Buckley, Jr. And you see what the liberals are doing is they are totally exfoliating, if you will, the right wing, and really capitulating, making the right wing capitulate into some sort of oxymoronic defecation dance of insanity that clearly discombobulates one's mind from pure reality, really proving the point that your modern-day variety of limousine liberalism is your new Gold Waterian movement of modernity and conservatism moving forward with the striking balance of the two in hand really shows a real radical deluge of pure satanic dominance that then moves forward to future generations that can be then transposed and passed down through the genetic codes, you know, modulating in terms of not only geographical senses, but also in terms of the Freudian via Carl Jung supposed debate of nonsensical ad hominem realities, moving rapidly through what I see is a very demonic mudslide of imperialism that then will slowly move and transform into a more evil style a Hitlerian model. Yes. You, has any of you ever had a professor like that? I have. I think I could be a professor. Because that's all you need to do. That's the William discriminator in the chat. That's Buckley equals much verbiage equals use 100 words to say what you could say in 10. But Buckley, anytime you hear someone referred to as a wordsmith, you know you are dealing with the enemy, you know? Anytime you hear this, I really love the poetry of that man. He was... he's quite a wordsmith, and, yes. Let's see if we have any more callers, yes, here. Let me go back to the 205 to see if there's any more input here from the 205. 205, yes, sir. Do you have any more input?
Excuse me. I have a poem for you. I'm a baby alien. My juice is a pain. Have no plans to marry him. Ain't Rastafarian.
All right. Well, that was awesome.
I'm your daughter.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the call. Great. Yes, all kinds of... That was awesome. That was cool. There you go. Yes, we are live. We are live, folks. And, you know, I'm freaking, tell you the truth, I'm getting tired here. Any more phone calls want to call in, 347-633-9657, because I want to get into drinking some Hebrew brew. I want to get into drinking some Hebrew brew. And, okay, on the line. Okay, let me try another phone call here. Great.
Hey, Mike.
You're live. Sid. Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey,
how's
man.
It going, buddy?
Doing all right.
I wanted to address this this guy that called in a little while ago talking about the superior Aryan Germanics and the Slavs and stuff. Because he called into my last show and he started talking about the exact same subject and how the Aryan Germanics, whatever that means, need to rule over the Slavs because they're inferior whites and all this kind of thing. And I tried to get him to tell me how this is somehow relevant to our movement. But, I mean, I just wanted to say, dude, I really don't think you should be talking about superior Aryan Germanics because you sound like a nerd. And, yeah. You, if you came up against a real Slav, he would probably twist you into a pretzel and then stomp on your nose because those guys are badass. And I've known some Slavic dudes, and look, I wear glasses, and I have a bit of a chubby belly, you know. I'm just about 10 pounds overweight, okay? But these guys are hardcore muscle-bound dudes, and they will just pick you up and toss you across the room. But yeah, I honestly think that caller was Jewish. I really do. He sounded like he might be Jewish. So you guys out there, I've had several of them on my recent shows. You keep calling in. Keep calling in and trying to divide the movement up and get us distracted on stupid stuff. It isn't going to happen, okay? We're moving past all that, and I promise you there is a new white unity coming, all right? You heard it from Jim Goldstein.
Exactly, dude. Exactly.
Talk about that, and I just wanted to say I'm glad you're feeling better. And I'm excited for my new show on Tuesdays. You know, Kyle gave me a show on Tuesday, and I think it's awesome. I'm really happy about that. And yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any reason to hate on Slavs. I mean, can we really say that we're superior? What do you think, Mike?
Like I told the other caller, I just this is not what I think about. I mean,
yeah.
But here's the deal. This is not what I think about on a, you know, I don't get out of bed in the morning and, okay. I don't get out of bed in the morning and, gee, who's better, the Germans or the Italians or the French or the British or the fucking Nordics or the Slavs or the freaking Irish or, American whites, who's better, who cares? I mean, if you're getting up out of bed and you get out of bed in the morning and, you know, you have nothing to do except think about which white race is better than the other white races, then, number one, I doubt you have a girlfriend. number two, you might need to look at Thorazine as an answer. Number three, you obviously don't have a job. And if you did, Jesus, I mean, that's pretty scary. I hope you're not flying an airplane or something or driving a school bus. that's basically, where I stand on the issue. I think it's retarded, it's stupid, and it's fucking crazy. And it just doesn't make any sense, and I could care less about it. I could care less about 99% of what I hear coming out of so-called shit radio broadcast on the internet. You know, it's to the point now where it just, we don't even have anybody, in major positions of any authority right now to do anything. And then people are talking about, well, I'm better than you and you're stupid and I'm smarter than you and, all this comedy. It's fucking retarded, man. I just don't get it. I don't understand it.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for, because you have this effect, at least on me, where you kind of make me take a step back when I listen to your show, and you have a good way of using humor to make everybody kind of take a step back and realize that we got a long way to go, and we kind of need to just take a deep breath and get on with it, you know? You know, I always say we're in a propaganda phase, and it doesn't hurt to kind of take your time at what you're doing and make sure you do it right, you know? So, yeah, you're right, Mike. We all do tend to get a little bit ahead of yourselves, and I'm guilty of it just as much as everybody else. So, you're
yeah,
right.
Great points. Hey, thanks for the call once again, Sid, and I got some other calls I want to go to here real quick. Sid, everybody. And let me go to, I see I have a 503 here. Let me go to the 503. Yes.
Yo. I wanted to respond to your earlier call. You know, I wanted to call in because I'm like a genuine New Yorker, right? You know, you got this fool, Jim Goldstein or whoever he is, some, you know, dirty Jew. You know, I wanted to call in because I'm a genuine, like, borough dweller. I can eat a hot dog in the park. You know, sling bags in Central Park. I take the A train, the B train, the Z train, the Y train. I know what it's like to be from New York, all right? You know, I know what it's really about, what the real white power scene is in New York, all right? You know, don't even try to mess around. You can tell it's Jim Goldstein to go stick a bagel right up his frickin' nose, all right?
Yeah.
Fuck Jim Goldstein, man.
Jim Goldstein. He's got it going on, man. He's white, he's got might, he's right, he's all right. You know?
Yeah, he knows what
he's got it going on, man. He's gun, man. He's taken over. He has taken over. He's the hardcore, man. He's going to, you know, he's the Pied Piper of destruction. And he will lead you to the promised land. Make no mistake
about
it.
Yeah, I just wanted to give him like this.
His platform will lead you to nirvana.
Yeah, the authentic New Yorker white power scene. Sick hell. Oh, man. I just wanted to comment. I know you got the trolls trolling you there. I wanted to say that guy that called in earlier, he sounded like it was like one chick and like five dudes, and he's like snacking on like Wheat Thins or something while he's talking to you. Yeah, sounded like a total sausage
snacking
fest
on
over there.
Funyuns.
Yeah.
Funyuns.
Pork rinds and shit.
No, pork rinds are great. He was I love pork rinds, man. I'll tear up a pork rind. I don't care about the pig or any of that shit. I will, you know, skin the pig, put the pig skin in the grease in a big fucking cast iron barrel and fry that pig skin and then serve it with some hot sauce. And it's great, man, especially when they come straight out of the grease.
I'm more of a bratwurst, man. So, you know, you got to grind the pig, take the pig intestines, clean them out, fill them up with the ground up pig meat with spices, and then you grill it on a on a barbecue. Yeah, you got yourself a genuine bratwurst. I'm not a big fan of the pork rinds. I don't know. I guess even when I was a kid, I never really liked them. You know, but yeah, just that caller earlier with the shit about the Slavs. It's just more of that BS. I don't know. I think the same troll was calling. I think on Saturday it was kind of funny.
Oh yeah.
Pretending to be a 14-year-old or something, or white power Aryan baby just a few minutes ago.
That's funny. Yeah, they do this kind of stuff, man. It's I don't know, man. It just I mean after a while it doesn't even faze you. You're like, oh, here we go. Well, whatever. Enjoy your days tomorrow, everybody. Get out of bed. If you're not a troll, you're a nut job. You're thinking about, I just brushed my teeth with non-fluoride toothpaste, of course. Now I'm going to take a shower. I have the Berkey shower filter, and I'm going to get out of there, and now I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to think about which white race I like better. Let me see here. Yes.
Yes, Harvard University, BMW. I love the rodent. The Rodic accent, man. That's what that is. You know, that's how Jared Taylor talks, man. Yeah, I don't know
yes,
if you were looking at that.
As Siegfried used to say, Lord Taylor. Lord
yeah,
Taylor.
Yeah, you know, I actually have looked into that. You know, the way he speaks. I actually, it's crazy. I had this teacher like a couple of terms ago that talked like that. It was so crazy because she was an older lady, you know, and she had a PhD and everything too. But it's called a rhotic accent. And I guess like what happened was like when the like a lot of the immigrants from England and British Isles and the rest of Europe too, when they first got to America, you know, they still retained like their British accents, you know. And so what happened was when they got into like the middle class after they like had built up businesses and gotten money, you know, they developed the rhotic accent where they would pronounce their R's all perfectly, you know, and speak English the proper way. And it's called the rhotic accent, and they all speak like this.
Yeah.
That's where that comes from, but that's how he talks. It's just funny because
like
I had this teacher.
I have to give him credit. I mean, that's about white, you know. You know, we're so white. You know, so you have to talk to your chief like you just come out of the country club. Buffy, have you seen my 9 iron? We are so white that we're going to have a Hitlerian meeting, and we're only going to serve baked Alaskan and aspic. Honey,
well, you can only
have you
attend,
seen my sandwich?
You can, you can only attend if Yale was your alma mater, you know. The
Buffy,
Big Boys Club.
Buffy, do you have my Tom
have...
Collins ready? Do you have my Tom Collins ready, Buffy? Yes. We're going to go to the country club later and hang out with Dr. Goldberg. Yes, he's a great surgeon. We're going to have some crepes and a nice organic arugula spring mix. Another Tom Collins.
An aromatic Chianti to go with your fava beans.
Yes.
And your liver.
Absolutely. I'm hearing all these young white kids talk about racial crimes. Well, that's their fault for not going to college and getting a good job, Buffy. They can live in their ghetto now. Screw the working class. We're the elites. Another Tom Collins, Leroy. Or is it Leroy? Buffy.
Well, They're in the lowest social strata, you see, they don't have BMWs and Mercedes, and they can't, you know, go to the links and enjoy Arnold Palmer's with the rest of us and big fat cigars, you know, because they haven't hit the big time yet, you know. And they're all speaking of becoming Nazis, and, you know, the Nazis and, you know, white power and all the other shenanigans. They're just really a bunch of hooligans, really, you know.
It's crazy, man. It's insane.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, I'm going to wrap this show up. I'm tired. I'm still not fully 100% yet, man. And I'll be back Thursday for I'll pull some kind of show together. I'm going to have to go back to my notes, probably maybe the sports show in the second hour, something else. But I'm really, really can enjoy my day tomorrow, and I'm looking forward now to be honest with you. You know what sounds more appealing to me than debating whether Germans or Slavs are better or Irish are better or Slavs or whoever's better in the white community? You know what sounds more appealing to me? Just getting fucking
vodka?
Drunk, drinking some beers, getting fucking drunk, and watching Illuminati videos and laughing and going to a dispensary and then maybe or maybe this, maybe I'll listen to some good music and I don't know, man. I'm just
there's nothing like slamming shots in InfoWars, you know what I mean? I mean, nothing like a fifth of HRD or some other good cheap vodka and, you know, some InfoWars videos and just shove it all down your neck, man, and just get fucking blasted.
Let's do that. Let's all drink some beer. Stay away from that Hebrew brew, folks. Stay away from that. Thanks for calling, man. I love the stuff y'all guys are doing. Keep it up, and great to hear from you. All right, this is – I'm going to end it with a hardcore song. This is Wasp.
If you fuck like a beast, you're an animal!
Thank you. other day. I was checking out the girlies and the schmucks and the toupees. It was time to get busy. It started getting dark. So we busted out the door onto the sidewalk. Walking back to the hotel from the bagel shop. It was so damn humid. Air was on us like a mop. I was sweating like a mule. I was frying like a blimp. I was swimming in my shorts, if you get the hint. He was chilling out front, working up an appetite, thinking about lunch, motivating on the beach, hanging out by Wolfie, thinking about pumpernickels or maybe even Schultes. I'll have a corned beef or a quarter pound of brisket. Ah, the salmon didn't look so hot, I didn't wanna risk it. Belching by the window, I was getting kinda hot. I felt just like a brisket that was boiling in a pot.
Doesn't Myrtle have air conditioning?
Myrtle, you mean octogenarian mutant ninja Myrtle?
That's the girl! Myrtle!
Let's go, Myrtle.
Let's say we walk over there.
What? Are you crazy?
Let's say we take a bus.
How do we take a bus?
Let's
go somewhere. I'm flying like a blimp.
I'm John Reagan!
I'm not afraid to
got might. I'm right. It's all right.